This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. House Democrats want information from several current and former State Department officials in the Ukraine probe, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is telling them to back off. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the story.
While visiting Rome, Pompeo's accused three Democratic committee chairs on Twitter of trying to intimidate and bully the officials by asking them to appear for depositions in the next 2 weeks. He says that's not feasible and that he will use all means to stop them from being intimidated. The three chairmen say Pompeo is the one trying to intimidate witnesses into protecting himself and the president, and that trying to keep them from talking to Congress is illegal. The chairs write they expect Pompeo's full compliance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting President Trump wanted a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric charge border wall topped with spikes. Newspaper says the president also suggested U.S. soldiers shoot migrants in the legs if they try to cross into the United States before staffers talked them out of it. The Times says it based its story on interviews with more than a dozen White House officials who met with Trump on ways to stop illegal migration from Central America across the Mexican border. The White House has not yet commented on the report. Ex-Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off Wednesday's meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and another setback in efforts to form a unity government. Gantz said the preconditions for the talks were not met, but he said a meeting could be rescheduled for later this week. Gantz said he refuses to be part of any government headed by Netanyahu, who is facing corruption charges. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is urging Tanzania's government not to forcibly deport tens of thousands of Burundian political refugees to their home country, where it says their lives would be at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the headquarters in Geneva.
Media reports indicate the Tanzanian government is ready to start deporting refugees to Burundi on Thursday. This is in line with a bilateral agreement the country signed in August to send the refugees home by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash tells VOA his agency hopes Tanzania and Burundi will not pressure or push refugees who fled persecution.
So we hope that Tanzania will not put refugee lives at risk by putting pressure on them to return back home.
In 2015, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza triggered widespread protests when he declared his intention to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Over the past 2 years, more than 74,000 refugees have returned to Burundi, reportedly because of bad conditions in the camps and pressure from the Tanzanian government. An investigator says the New York Archdiocese meeting is obligation in the Catholic Church abuse crisis. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
An independent investigator praised the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York for its response to the sexual abuse crisis, saying no priest or deacon remains in ministry in the Manhattan-based archdiocese who has been credibly accused of sexual abuse. The archdiocese appointed the investigator amid efforts to reassure New York Catholics that it's serious about reform. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he was very grateful and very relieved to learn of the findings. An abuse survivors group was skeptical of the findings and said they want the state's attorney general to investigate the archdiocese. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A federal judge is upholding affirmative action at Harvard University. The AP's Ed Donahue has more on that story.
Harvard has been cleared of discriminating against Asian American applicants. A group called Students for Fair Admissions claimed the school was deliberately and illegally holding down the number of Asian Americans accepted. They called it an Asian penalty, giving preference to Black and Hispanic students with lower grades. The judge ruled Harvard's admissions process is not perfect, but there's no evidence of discrimination. Students for Fair Admissions says it will appeal. The fight over affirmative action gets some relief for the moment, but experts say the issue could go to the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue.
And for details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.